Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Nosek. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hirschberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Virals scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Batty and he is out, Virals applying the tag. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nosek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hirschberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hirschberger. Batty reaches second base with a double. Hirschberger throws the ball into Charles, who tags Batty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Nasek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals bunts towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Grant moves to second. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Grant scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Jesse Hickman now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jesse Hickman. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verals strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelson Matthews pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Verals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.